give a little recognition to Yogi Berra today. And anytime you're a 10-time world champ, that's as good as career as you could have. What a stellar career, and what a really unique guy. But thought we'd shout out for him today. As we get started on the injury standpoint, out today will be Tevin Coleman, Devin Hester, and Brooks Reed. And so with that, I'll open it up with questions regarding the game.
Yeah, Coach, facing the Cowboys with their depleted roster, how do you plan to keep your guys focused on your readiness like you stated?
Yeah, really, it comes down to us each week, and we'll never, determine who we're playing to how we're going to get ready. They got a terrific team, and we know all across the league, people get injured and other guys step up, and that's just part of the league that we're in. And so we expect no different from them, and we know it's going to be a heck of a fight.
And the, we just going over some of the run game numbers and the play action numbers. How do you all plan to get those synced up a little better?
Offensively for us?
Yes.
Yes, for sure. That's, such an important part of it. So I think we're going to keep detailing our work. And so at some of the times there might have been a breakdown at one position, not an entire group at a time. So it's those fine details. We're just going to continue to attack. The whole goal of today as we're out there, staying in this moment and seeing how good we can get today. Those are the combinations in the run game. That's how the play action goes with it. I thought from the keepers and the action we've had coming off that, that's been good. But our run game's got to come alive.
Dan, you said on Monday Paul Warlow was dealing with a calf injury, practicing today. Is he 100%?
Not yet. He'll be limited as we're going through it, but he made great progress from the game all the way up till now. So we'll limit him today, and then we're hoping as we get through, through the week, he'll get more turns as we're going. But he made a big jump from the game, the swelling in his leg, to now, where he's really doing much better.
Two-game sample size, but what has Vic shown you so far?
Well, I think, number one, it's the speed off the edge, and we've known that with him. And so for him, continuing to develop the top part of the rush, the finishes of the rushes, that's probably the hardest part to learn, knowing how to use your hands initially, but when a guy ties you up, how do I get off and finish? The competitive part is there. The run game is coming along exactly like we'd hoped, so it's right out there for him, and I'm pleased with where he's at.
Dan, any challenges for a guy like Brandon Weeden? Don't have a lot of tape on him, hasn't played much. I mean, Romo's got lots of tape.
Sure.
There for you to look at. So what are the challenges?
I think it's hard to understand like somebody's style when you don't have lots of tape on them. So you go back through and you find, some of the things that they do well and here's some of the strengths that they've shown. But then it comes right back into their system too, like they have a real belief in how they play. So routes and timing and that hasn't changed. So that's really the challenge, not knowing, maybe the style and the speed of a player as, pertains to that spot. Not just at quarterback, but all spots.
And does that apply to the running backs that they use as well, considering they use multiple running backs and not just one guy back there?
Yeah, that at least we've seen, how talented they are and, all the unique ways that they try to feature their guys. And that's, I think, one of the things from Scott and from Jason going against them, those guys, they know how to feature those guys and put them into the roles of the things they do best. And that's no different with their running backs for sure. All three of them play and have unique styles about them.
What do you, how do you assess the Dunbar kid? He was kind of helped them in that drive against the Giants there.
Yeah, and I think not only will they split him out wide, you can see how dangerous he is as a receiver. And so fortunately for us, we get to go against a guy every day as a receiver who, challenged us all the time in Devontae. And so when you get a chance to match up with our own guys who have those kind of unique skills, at least going into the game, you're facing, somebody who has that kind of receiving skills at running back and you move him outside, it's just like having another receiver. And so, yeah, a lot of respect for him, led in terms of the way things he can do in the pass game.
What helpful is a guy like Durant this week, especially when he was in those meeting rooms just last year?
Not as much as you'd think, because really it's about his preparation and his focus to get ready. So, the worst thing we could do is try and get him away from what he's doing. So for us, it's our preparation, how we play, especially him defensively. So for him to have to cross-train and go back and forth, we won't ask him to do that.
You hear so much about Sean Lee and the plays that he makes
in
his position. What type of challenge does he provide to an offensive staff in terms of just trying to find ways to neutralize him?
Yeah, he's a fantastic player, Sean is. And I think it's the instincts probably that jump out. Sometimes when you see a defense and this is where he's supposed to be when he's blocked, but he knows where the play's going. He's already past that spot. So those are the challenges when you play against a guy who has terrific instincts, both in the run game and in the pass game. Okay, he's supposed to be here, but he knows this route's coming, so he's going to get it. So those guys that take some chances but have real good indicators for when they're going, he's one of those guys for sure.
Dan, it seems like both the offense and defense have picked up new schemes pretty well and pretty quickly. You have one of the older, more experienced rosters in the league. Does that help with the team picking up a new system quickly?
I think it would have to, certainly at offensive line. And so much of that that goes into that and the communication that takes place going across the ball, that part, I think, more than anything, you know, the veterans, you know, Andy and Chester and, you know, the guys who can talk inside and out, I think that's probably the biggest factor when you have that kind of experience, especially at that position.
What challenges will you face with Jason Witten, the tight end over there that probably, you know, they say he's dinged up, he's probably going
to... Right. I think I've seen that movie before. You know, he's a terrific player. And I think it's third down. It's in 2 minutes. They know how to feature him. It's the length where, you know, he knows how to run the option. And inside levers, I'm outside levers, I'm inside, and just great hands. You know, each team has unique guys and how to feature them, and he is for sure one. He's played at such a high level for a long time and certainly somebody that we have lots of respect for.
What do you, you know, I know you say you don't look at their injuries and kind of taking advantage of, you know, sort of taking that chance, but there hadn't been many 3-0 starts around here. We know the teams that start 3-0, that's a pretty good indicator, you know, of how the season might go. Do y'all, is there a sense of kind of seizing the moment, though, that you're off to a good start?
And honestly, we're just trying to get right back to the present moment. So when the good one's there, accept it, let it pass, and then you're right back to it. So that's really what our Mondays are about, getting right to the truth of what happened in the game, and then how fast can we get right back into today's moment, see how good we can get today. And we're going to try and approach each game as a championship game preparation. How good can we get this week? And all the little things, each guy has some things to work on, and they're going to work at those today, tomorrow, the next day to help ourselves get ready. So we try not to look too far out there, only because it just comes back to, you know, us and today.
Dan, so much focus on the Dallas offense with all the injuries,
sure,
and the players that used to be there, but this is a defense through 2 weeks, first against the run and third against the pass in the league. What do you see from them on tape that makes it difficult?
I think knowing Rod Marinelli, you know, a real fundamentalist, and you're going to anticipate really good tackling. You're going to anticipate them going after the ball and just be just rock solid in terms of their scheme. One of those teams is just they're hard to beat because they're in the right spot. They play the right technique. They don't make stuff up where they're out of whack. So I think the guys that play with that kind of discipline, you have a lot of respect for. They're a real solid outfit.
How's the missed tackles for you guys been in the first two games? And I know some other teams in the league that sort of seem to have had a lot of that.
We had our share too, for sure. So it's one thing that's it's a real emphasis for us, especially going into today's preparation. When you get up into 8 and 9 missed tackles, that's uncomfortable and that's high. And then when you compound those, where some of them went for a long yardage or went for first downs, you know, sometimes a screen, you miss one, and the next guy's there to hit it, it doesn't show up as much. But on the third down one or one that got for a long one, they show up. So they all count. And it's one that we're just going to continue to work on every week, trying to be one of the best fundamental teams in ball, and tackling's at the forefront of that for defense.
Do you buy the theory that I guess everybody throws around that without the contact, that tackling isn't what it used to be?
No, I don't believe in that. We're a leverage-based tackling team, so I think you can drill it with pads. I think you can drill it without pads. But in our practices, we don't take our guys all the way down to the ground. And so I don't feel that, you know, you need to have all the pads on to be a really good tackling team.
Coach, how long do you think you anticipate before Jake Long is ready to be active for a game?
Well, I think last week was probably the first time back playing, so maybe that was some OTAs, and now today will be the first time going into pads. So it'll be a good week for him to see, you know, after no offseason, no OTAs, no training camp. In terms of picking up the offense, that part's coming pretty quickly. And now physically, how soon can he get ready? I think we'll have a better sense, you know, after a couple, 3 days here at practice.
Okay, what about how the tackles are playing right now, Jake and Schrader?
Yeah, we're pleased in terms of especially Jake. I thought Matthews had one of his better outings. His quickness was there. It was on point. So, yeah, we like what we're seeing from those guys.
Is there anything in particular in the way that Vic prepares and practices that you think has made him be able to be so productive so early on in his rookie season?
I think one nice thing also for Vic is that he's got some real good veteran leadership around him, with Babineau, with Claiborne, who are guys who can also bring him along. And I think having that veteran presence next to you is, hey, let me show you, these are some pitfalls I might have fell into early in my career, and I'm going to try and help you with that. So I think between those guys and Brian, he's got a real calm demeanor about him where he doesn't get too high and too low, so he can stay at it. But I think it's the work ethic combined with those guys who are around him to help support him as well. Those are, I think, real factors to it.
Coach, how about the progress of Ricardo Allen?
Yeah, Rico, I thought, you know, making the move from corner to safety, that's fully done. That's fully underway. And it was a good learning moment for him. He missed a, you know, tackle that was a big one in the game. We took him out, said this, you know, wasn't a skill, you know, error that was made here. This was one in terms of your leverage and how you approach it. We went right back into it. He was really disappointed, but he wanted, you could tell how bad he wanted to go back in and go prove it again. You know, I got this job in terms of how I play and the attitude that I play with. So I'm really pleased with his progress. He has great grit. He's got great preparation, and he's constantly working at his craft. So it was like one of those scars that you have to have to learn. Say, man, I didn't do my technique just right, and it totally cost me here. And sometimes you really learn from those scars and those experiences. It was like, man, I wish he hadn't had to gone through that one for that missed tackle. But you'd be hard-pressed to say, like, okay, I'm not going to put myself in that scenario again.
Coach, do y'all have to go back to the Cleveland stuff on Whedon, or is that too far back?
I think that's a little too far back. Okay. At least for me, because it's in a different system. And so I think that's, to me, the part that lets, you know, understand the system that they're running, because it's not going to be a new offense.